what's Jerry Jones' priority? If his priority is team building over building wealth, then absolutely not. Jerry Jones understands that Micah Parsons is not only the best player on this defense, he's the player that everyone follows defensively. Sure. And so you have to figure out a way to keep him in the locker room. Jerry Jones hasn't had a trade like this, though, in the season or offseason since, I would say, Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker was probably the last person who could move the needle for the Dallas Cowboys.
And that was Jimmy pushing it.
Yeah, that was traded away. And so for me, this deal gets worked out with Micah Parsons, but why does it have to get to this point?
That's Ryan Clark. Why is it get to this point? Jerry Jones in the hot dog costume. We're all trying to find out who did this. Sorry, I use that reference a lot. If you don't watch I Think You Should Leave, then maybe you don't know it. But it's a great meme. It's great. Great skit, too. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Parsons. The NHL 26 cover athlete has been revealed. You see that?
I did.
NHL 26.
Matthew Tkachuk. Not Sam Reinhart. It would have been funny if there was another former Sabre on the NHL.
Am I required to call this game Chell?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you play it.
I'm too old.
If you don't play it, you don't have to. But okay. If you play it, like if I'm texting the guys, if we're like going to have a Chell night, it's a Chell night. Like are we playing Chell tonight? Chell tonight? Question mark? That's the text.
Sure. There's a game mode now called World of Chell.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like an online thing.
They've leaned into it. Speaking of hockey, very quick thing. So Matthew Schaefer, the number one overall pick of the New York Islanders.
Yep.
So the Islanders did like a cool thing where like he lost his mom to cancer right like before he was drafted, and they had like 25 kids who had all lost their parents come in like when he signed his contract and got his jersey or whatever. He picked jersey number 48. That's what he's going to wear in the NHL. You know why he's wearing jersey number 48? Matthew Schaefer?
Is it how old his mom was?
No. Separate from that.
Okay.
He's wearing number 48 for Danny Briere.
Wow.
Who was one of his favorite players growing up. Matthew Schaefer was born 2 months after Danny Briere left the Buffalo Sabres. So that's where we are. That's how long ago that was now. He's wearing it for Briere, but he wasn't even alive when Briere was with the Sabres. Hmm. So this is definitely just for Flyers.
This is...
I also kind of only half believe him because how long did Briere play? If you were born when his Flyers career began, how old are you when he is still good?
I mean, you can still watch a guy.
Three?
You don't have any player that you love to watch from before you were remembering sports, really?
Briere, let's say, Briere really is not, like, 2011 is his last, like, really good year.
Yeah, his last respectable, whatever, yeah.
So he's four. Four and younger, for me, would be like...
I'll give you
that's 99. Like, that would be like me saying that Hasek was my favorite player growing up. Although he was a Red Wing by that time, so I guess I did watch him. Who's not good by 99?
I've got a name for this.
Who? I would never say that, like, Dante Culpepper was one of my favorite players growing up. Because I was six when he was, like, done being good.
But if you're a pro hockey player, you're going to watch a lot of hockey, right? And even go back and maybe watch older cup finals or older stuff.
Yeah, so your favorite player from, like, really before you can remember watching.
The first name that came up for me on this was, like, Lawrence Taylor, but he did play long enough where I remember watching him play.
Okay.
You know, I was born 2 years before he started in the NFL. So he's...
Okay.
When he's bursting on the scene, I'm five, and I don't really remember Lawrence Taylor when I'm five.
Right.
But he did play long enough into my, you know, teens neighborhood.
Okay.
Who's the player that I didn't see a lot of that I love?
Yeah. Could even really be your first favorite player, right? Like, would you have a favorite player when you're five?
Yeah. Well, you might.
Your son loves Tage Thompson.
That's right.
Like, that would be like if Tage Thompson demanded a trade in 2 years, and in 15 years, Knox plays in the NHL and says, I'm going to wear 72. Would that be crazy? Maybe it wouldn't be crazy.
Maybe not. I don't know. Everybody probably has a favorite player when they're five. The question is, do you remember it? Or do your parents tell you, oh, you love this player?
That would be more of it, I think, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
803-0550. Bob in Buffalo is on the line. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Morning.
Good morning. So, Jeremy, I think it, you're not required to call Chell. I don't think anyone is. In fact, as hockey players, we usually abbreviate things and make them shorter. I think it's very funny that we abbreviate NHL with Chell, but we're actually adding an extra letter.
It is shorter to say, though. It's about syllables.
It's quicker.
And hockey players.
You're right. It's not quicker to text, though. And we're using. I'm using it in text as often as I am.
Hockey players also take short names and lengthen them. Nicknames. Like, your name is Mayor. It's Mayorzy.
Right. You always, Miller was Millsy.
That's about the same. You get guys with one extra letter. You get one syllable. It's not unusual to lengthen the name.
Right. Royzy. Derek Roy.
I know what you're thinking. Can we get the Sabres to have a Sabes jersey? Well,
They do a Sabes jersey, or should they do the nicknames on the back of the jersey? How about that?
Like Tomer?
Tomer. It says 72 Tomer on the back.
Listen, the nicknames,
is that a bad idea?
The nicknames belong in one spot, and that is for the social media posts to act like the players have these names, and we know who they are.
Uh-huh.
Quinner! And
yeah,
that's how it works. The nicknames make it to social media.
Don't the Bills have some of those, too? There they used to. Devin Singletary was Motor.
Motor.
John Brown was Smoke.
Yep.
But maybe that's it.
Are the Bills out of nicknames?
Maybe they're done with nicknames.
Who's left?
Jimbo.
Jimbo. Groot.
Groot. Groot. Yeah, but no one's calling him Groot.
If
someone gets a question, Ed Oliver gets a question about Rousseau, he's referring to him in the press conference as Groot.
I don't know.
Because James Cook, they'll say Jimbo.
They will.
So, it is a nickname, though. It's a nickname. Maybe that's it. Deion Dawkins doesn't have a nickname, does he? Spencer Brown. We tried to get
Deion Dawkins is the snowman.
We tried to get Benny Blankets off the ground with Benford.
We're still working on Benny Blankets.
Yeah.
Benny Blankets, Christian Benford. The marketing campaign to get him more awareness.
Josh doesn't have a nickname. Proof of reference says it's the Winter Soldier.
Right.
Which I've never heard.
Ron and Alden. Hey, Ron. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jerry-O. Just wondering, a couple things. I know we live in the real world, but if I show up to my work and just sit there, I don't get paid. I mean, Cook's just going, showing up. They got to change that. It isn't fair that he can just show up while I'm here, but I don't have to listen to you, so I don't have to practice. So that's just one thing I'm a little bit bothered about. But the other thing, I thought we were living in a world of a dime a dozen running backs, where, you know, like you just said, our one running back's better than the guy in the Jets. By numbers, obviously we don't really believe he is, but I just don't think it's a big deal. I mean, I don't think the Bills should pay him. They should pay him for what he is. I mean, he's a running back. That's just what running backs are getting paid for the most part. There are a few teams that overpay. But that's just – things like that bother me. Like, oh, I can just show up and stand there. As long as I show up, I'm okay. So if I go to work, I can't just sit there. So I know real world versus the NFL world is different. But that's something that I would like to see change and maybe it would force the hand a little bit. But just want to get your thoughts on that. Thanks and have a great day.
You got to be careful about real world. I mean, real world, if he asked for a raise, he would just maybe get it.
Mm-hmm.
And real world, it is kind of funny how this works. In the NFL, the structure is come in and produce right away. And if you produce right away, that's great. You're a bargain. Now it's time for you to get paid. And you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't work out. I think, again, in the real world. In the real world, Curtis Samuel would make more than James Cook. I mean, maybe he would for value to a team. But it is the draft is what is really the root, and the entry-level contracts are the root of all of this. Like, what would Abdul Carter get if he came out of college and it was a free agent deal? $22 million a year?
He'd get
$22 million
a year. At least, yeah.
Neighborhood, 25, 30, if all the teams could bid on him. But they can't. Instead, what he has to do is play for relative peanuts because a CBA has been agreed to and signed by players in the league before him, and he has to hope to make it to that contract. Really, in the real world, just to make this point about Cook has done everything they've asked.
Mm-hmm.
And he watched four other guys in the same spot get paid. Now, maybe he's being unreasonable with his ask, but in the real world, if you operate within the guidelines of the CBA at your work, then exactly what is happening, what would happen? Like, Cook's not breaking any rules. If they want it different, they can make it different. McLaurin's doing this. Hendrickson's doing this. Like, the reason they're doing it is because it's in the rules. So, I mean, I do want to say in the real world, If you operate within the rules of your union or whatever, this is indeed what happens. So it's just tough. It's got to be a tough life in the NFL. I made it. What now? Well, throw your body into a meat blender for 4 years.
Yep.
And hope you come out of it to actually get the big contract. What happens if I don't?
And your big contract is going to be, you know, way lower than the guys that don't get the ball as often as you are going
to
get.
And the owners, by the way, are going to collude to keep guaranteed money on all these contracts down while the PA is firing people who are not holding your best interests at heart.
Right, he's using your money from the union to go to strip clubs. That's what's going on with that thing.
You know, like it's not
perfect. Whatever.
You don't have to cry for the players, but the structure of it, you know, it leaves guys ground to a pulp and unable to, all right, I'm 26 and I'm retired.
Mm-hmm. But really, like, it is still, like, even the guys at the top, sure, the money's gone up a little bit. Barkley getting 20 and Henry getting 15 and McCaffrey getting about that too. Even those numbers are not that big comparatively to the other positions. Christian Benford is a great player. He's not that well known in the NFL. He makes more money than Saquon Barkley, who's on the Madden cover, right? And is like the number one player at his position. Right now, he'll go like top in fantasy drafts. So if you're a running back, like I do think there is still a reason that it is that low. And the reason is your position is more replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
Your position is more plug and play. It really is the position where you can plug a guy in that wasn't on a team the day before and you can get away with it a lot more easily than you can at corner or wide receiver or left tackle. Those guys, again, like it's still true of them that if they come out and like the spreads won't move, you just put the backup in. But you can't just plug a guy in off the street at cornerback or linebacker and expect to not be exposed. You go put – who's the guy for the – the Raiders are a bad example because they were a bad football team. But they there was a guy last year that they just picked up, hadn't played football all year. They started like the week he got there, and he had like 100 yards. Like wasn't on a team the whole season. Just put him in, 100 yards. Like that position, sometimes you could just get that.
Yeah. Benford does not make more than Barkley. He just got a new deal.
Oh, okay. What is his number again?
It is wild.
Rousseau got more than Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley signed for three for 37 with the Eagles, and then they just did a new deal, two for 41, and added like void years out the wazoo.
So $20.5 million.
Yeah.
And Benford was at 17.
Benford is 17.25.
Okay.
803-0550. Thanks for the phone calls. Jeremy and Joe. Carrington Harrison on the Chiefs. We'll check in Kansas City and see how their offseason's going, what it looks like the Chiefs will be this year. Defense, offense, all that good stuff. We care about them. We kind of have to. You can give us a ring in the meantime.
Yeah. When we come back, did you see who's getting an outdoor hockey game this year?
Oh.
Let you know.
There's laughter, so. Well, let me think about it. There's laughter. Yeah. Not us?
No, not Buffalo. We're not getting
it. I think we're getting one in the new stadium, though. That's going to happen.
I would expect within the first couple of years.
That'll happen.
It'd be surprising.
And we'll talk about that with Pete Guelli on Thursday. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.